Thanks to those who download these talks as podcasts from iTunes. We invite your comments, correspondence, and feedback by emails at utahchristians@gmail.com. We also have a membership class at our website, utahchristians.org. I'd like to thank those that have taken the membership class, become members. Couldn't do it with you without your help and support. Our topic today is Rule the Day. You have a space that belongs only to you. It's your thoughts, your attitude, your emotions. It's who you spend time with, what you watch and listen to. That's your space. That's what you have control over. The reason that some people live worried, offended, negative, all upset is because they let everything in. They listen to the news all day. They go to lunch with people that are critical. Somebody cuts them off in traffic, and that sours the whole rest of their morning. The problem is they're not getting a grip on their lives. You have to be careful what you let in. You can't stop everything from coming, but you can stop it from getting down in your spirit. You need to keep your atmosphere full of faith, full of praise, full of hope, full of victory. Anything that tries to poison your space, it's up to you to say, no thanks, you're not welcome here. Francis Ridley Havergal, 1836 to 1879. In my opinion, the greatest Christian bhakti poet. As a young woman, she had an explosive temper. After she exploded, she'd always be mortified, and she'd confess it to the Lord, and then she would lose her temper. This happened over and over and over and over again. One day, after a particularly bad outbreak, she realized that she couldn't solve this problem on her own. She got down on her knees. She started to cry. She prayed, Lord, is it always going to be this way? Will I always have this terrible temper? She later claimed to have heard the Lord speak down from within her heart in a still, quiet voice. Francis, if you channel your literary talents to honor me in poetry and hymns, I will subdue your anger forever. She said, Lord, seriously? I'll never be angry again? And it seemed to her that the words came back, yep, no more, forever free. Her sister said that Frances never again lost her temper. She believed that God had done a miracle. By God's help, she had replaced passion with praise. Our message today is that praising the Lord is the best way to lengthen your fuse and expand your self-control. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. This is one of her poems. Take my life, Lord, and let it be consecrated to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my lips and let them sing always only for my King. Take my mouth and let it be filled with messages from thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it thine, it shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own, it shall be thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at thy feet its treasure store. That was her anger management program, praising the Lord. C. Leslie Charles, author of a book called Why Is Everyone So Cranky, writes, have you noticed how angry people seem these days? Road rage, airplane rage, grocery store rage, rage at sports events, rage at the Capitol building. He didn't write that, I threw that in. I'm describing a fuming, unrelenting sense of anger, hostility, and alienation that simmers for months, even years, without relief. Eventually, all it takes is a triggering incident, usually minor, for the person to go ballistic. Cell phones, pagers, and high-tech devices allow us to be interrupted anywhere at any time. This constant accessibility and compulsive technology fragments what little time we do have, adding to our sense of urgency, emergency, and overload. Can I tell you, if you let that chatter in, live upset, you're not going to reach the fullness of your destiny. You have the option of saying, sorry, gossip, you're not welcome here. Sorry, bitterness, there's no room to rent for you here. I'm going to stay in peace. I'm going to enjoy this day. You don't have control over what people do. You don't have control over what happens, but you do have control over your thoughts, your attitude, and how you respond. I've heard it said that a person who does not control their spirit is like a city with broken down walls. In the old days, as you know, walls were what protected the city. If the walls were down, then the enemy could get in. The opposition could come in very easily and take the city. James Garabrino, Professor Cornell University, reports a major sociological shift. Quote, there is a general breakdown of social conventions, of manners, of social controls. This gives a validation, a permission to be aggressive. Kids used to be guided by social convention that said, keep the lid on. Today, they're guided more in the direction of blowing it right off. If you don't keep some walls up around your spirit, put up some boundaries, get a grip, keep the lid on, then everything is going to get in. Your child might be off course. Well, instead of trusting that Krishna or God has him in the palm of his hand, worry's going to get in. You can't sleep at night. Your business slows down during the pandemic. You lost a client. Instead of knowing that Krishna or God is your source, that he's going to provide, stress is going to come in. Anxiety. What am I going to do? Someone's talking about you, trying to make you look bad. Instead of letting Krishna fight your battles, you let the offense in. You live defensive, trying to prove to them that you're really okay. Wasting valuable time on something that just doesn't matter. Why? Because you don't need people's approval. You already have Almighty God's approval. Now, keep your walls up. Quit allowing all that trash into your spirit. Your time is too valuable. Your assignment too important to let everything in. Be selective. If it's not positive, if it's not hopeful, if it's not of a good report, don't dwell on it. You can't control the whole world, but you can control your space. Bhagavad Gita, 63rd verse, 2nd chapter. Anger, it says, leads to clouding your judgment. Clouding your judgment results in bewilderment of memory. When memory is bewildered, the intellect gets destroyed. When the intellect is destroyed, one's whole life is ruined. All from letting the little things in. It snowballs. Negative things are going to come, but our message today is you need to remember you are the ruler of your space. You have the authority to decide on what it is that you're going to let in. We turn on the news these days and there's so much that's negative. We hear about how bad the pandemic is, the divisiveness in politics, the unrest in our society. If you let all that division in you, the disrespect, the anger, it's going to pollute your thoughts, steal your joy, make you sour. You have to be proactive. What are you watching? What are you listening to? Is it building you up? Is it making you more positive? Is it making you more hopeful? Or is it just tearing you down, stressing you out, getting you angry, upset? You don't need that in your space. Life is hard enough without adding all these negative things in to make it more difficult. A man in Utah County told me how he drove to work every day, listening to talk radio. It's about news and politics. People would get on and argue and debate. He would get so riled up, so upset, that by the time he got to work, he was already angry, on edge. He said to me, I didn't like who I'd become. Nobody wanted to be around me. I was so hard to get along with. One day, he accidentally came across 1480 KHQN Krishna radio station. He started listening to our music and our messages. Instead of putting all that negative that was contaminating him, he started putting in things that were uplifting, words of faith, hope, and victory. He said, I'm a different person now, positive, grateful. I look forward to work. I enjoy the people. His co-workers even asked him, what happened to you? Why are you so much happier and so much more friendly? The answer is that he got rid of the poison in his atmosphere. Now, we all like to watch the news. It's good to stay informed, but you can't listen to the news for hours a day and stay in faith. You can't take that into the spirit and still have the energy, the focus, and the creativity to be your best. Well, true, I wish Krishna would just help to make me a better person. Hey, Krishna's already done his part. He made you a king. He's given you authority. You have the power to rule over your space. It's true, you can't control all that's around you, but you can control what gets in. Are your walls up? Are you ruling your space? It's important who you're spending time with. Evaluate your friendships, the people you hang around with. Are they making you better, inspiring you, challenging you to go further, or are they just pulling you down, causing you to compromise, bringing the worst out in you? That's contaminating your space. Life is short. You don't have time to waste with people who are not adding value to your life. Yes, we need to help others come up higher, but can I tell you, you need a few friends also to help you come up higher. The only thing that's holding some people back is who they're spending time with. It's amazing the difference it'll make if you get good people around you who inspire you, people that challenge you to go further. Like iron sharpens iron, get around people that sharpen you, people that make you better. Here's the key. You can't soar with eagles if you're hanging around chickens. Chickens are people that have their head down, pecking at seeds on the ground, focused on all that they can't do, moaning about how the problem's too big. You can't reach new levels hanging down on the ground with the chickens. People that compromise, take the easy way out, mediocre. You won't see your greatness hanging around people that complain, that find fault, see the worst. You're an eagle. Krishna created you to soar. Now you need to associate with other eagles, people that inspire you to go higher, not who drag you down. Would you agree with me that some people, when you're around them, they drain all of your energy? Always having a problem, telling you what's wrong, how bad life is. They're energy suckers. When you leave, you feel like you just ran a marathon. You can't take that on a regular basis and still reach your potential. It's fine to help them, encourage them. But if you're doing all the giving and never receiving, you're going to be out of balance. You need someone who encourages you, someone who speaks life into you. Don't sit inactive around people who you know are limiting you, not bringing out the best in you. Well, true, if I don't hang around them, I won't have any friends. I'll be lonely. Yes, you may be lonely for a season, but someone else will come along. Krishna will bring you new friends, better friends, people that push you up, don't pull you down. You can't rule other people's lives. You can't make them do what's right, but you can rule your own life. I've heard it said, hold your peace, remain at rest, and Krishna or God will fight your battles. Right now, even you may be in a situation that's unfair. Somebody did you wrong. You're dealing with an illness. You went through a divorce. You could be worried, bitter, upset. You can't control what happened. You can't make that go away. This is the point in your life where you have to dig down deep and say, I'm keeping my walls up. I'm not letting that negative into my spirit. I'm going to keep singing praises, keep thanking Krishna, keep speaking victory into my life. When you remain at rest, at peace, Krishna is going to go ahead and fight your battles. Krishna is going to take care of your enemies. Krishna is going to pay you back for all the unfair things. He'll give you beauty, it is said, for those ashes. But you have to do your part and not be controlled by what you have no control over in the first place. You can't stop the critics, the unfair things from coming, but you can learn that they are sent just to test you to see if your walls are strong in the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. A lady told how one of her husband's relatives was very opinionated. He was constantly making these cutting, demeaning remarks towards her. This couple hadn't been married that long, and every time they were at a family get-together, this man would invariably say something that offended her. She would get upset, and it would end up ruining the whole trip, just like clockwork happened time and time and time again. She got to where she dreaded going to these family get-together. Finally, she told her husband, you have to do something about that man. He's your relative. She expected him to say, you're right, dear. Nobody should talk to you like that. I'm going to go and set him straight. But the husband said, I love you, but I can't control him. He has every right to his opinion. He can say whatever he wants, but you have every right not to let it offend you. He was saying, you have to rule your space. You have to put your walls up. You can't keep the offenses from coming, but you can't keep them from getting in. Do you know that day was a complete turning point for that lady? The man didn't change. She changed. She quit letting it upset her. And when you allow other people to contaminate your space, you're giving away your power, letting them control you. Sometimes we're waiting for the circumstances to change. When this pandemic is over, then I'll quit being distressed. When my boss treats me better, then I'll quit dreading going to work. When I get through this illness, then I'll quit being so worried. No, rule your space now. You have the authority to allow in only what you want. You don't have to let the offense in, the worry, the self-pity. Just quit dwelling on it. When it comes up in your mind, turn it around. Krishna, thank you that you're fighting my battles. Thank you that your being for me is more than the whole world being against me. Once the demigods all gathered, they had become curious to know which of Brahma, the creator, Vishnu, the preserver, or Shiva, the destroyer, was the most self-controlled and unshakable. They deputed the sage Bhrigu Muni to find out. Bhrigu, first of all, went to his father's residence in Brahmaloka. When Bhrigu reached his father, Lord Brahma, he purposefully did not offer his obeisances, either by bowing down or saying prayers. Now, it's the duty in this culture, especially, of a son to offer respects when he approaches his father. Bhrigu Muni, trying to provoke his father, purposely failed to offer respects just to see his reaction to this negligence. And sure enough, Lord Brahma lost his cool. He was very angry at his son's impudence. He was even prepared to curse Bhrigu. But then he checked himself, remembering that Bhrigu was his son. He controlled his anger with his great intelligence. It means that as the creator, the quality of passion was very prominent in Lord Brahma. However, to his credit, he had the power to control it. His controlling his anger is likened to fire and water. Water is produced from fire in the beginning of creation, but paradoxically then fire can be extinguished by water. Similarly, although Lord Brahma was very angry due to his quality of passion, he could still control his passion because Bhrigu Muni was his son. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, verse 27, Prashantam Manashahyam Yoginam Shuka Uttamam Upaiti Santarajasam Brahma Bhuta Akalmasham. The yogi whose mind is fixed on me, Krishna says, attains the highest happiness. By virtue of his identity with the Supreme, he's liberated, his mind is peaceful, his passions are quieted, and he's free from sin. When trouble comes, the message is you don't have to get upset. When your plans don't work out, you don't have to fall apart. Someone is rude, you don't have to get offended. Why? Because you have the power to remain calm. It's because you're a king. Krishna has given you the authority to rule over your kingdom, your mind, your attitude, your response. You can't rule over someone else. You can't rule over your circumstances. That's not up to you. That's in Krishna's hands. You can control what you can control, and then you have to trust Krishna to take care of what you can't control. After testing Lord Brahma, Bhrigu next went to Mount Kailas, where Lord Shiva resides. Bhrigu Muni happened to be Lord Shiva's brother. And as soon as Bhrigu Muni approached, Lord Shiva was very glad to see his brother, personally rose up and came with his arms outstretched to embrace him. But when Shiva approached, Bhrigu refused to embrace his brother, saying, "My dear brother, you're always impure. You smear your body with ashes. You hang around crematoriums. You're not very clean. When was the last time you took a shower anyway? Don't touch me." And when Bhrigu Muni failed to embrace his brother, saying that his brother was impure, Lord Shiva became extremely enraged. When Lord Shiva heard Bhrigu's verbal insult, his eyes grew red with anger, and with uncontrollable rage, he took up his trident, prepared to kill Bhrigu Muni. At that time, Parvati grabbed his arm, saved the situation by then falling down at the feet of her husband, and with her sweet words, she talked him out of killing Bhrigu Muni. So we learn from this that when you've had a setback, when someone insults you, you're facing opposition, an unfair situation, your reactions are very important. You're going to, from time to time, be bombarded. Your space, your mind, your emotions. Krishna will even use other people to discourage you, to get you worried, to tempt you, to go around full of doubt, moaning, "Why did this happen?" That's when you have to take hold of your authority and say, "No, I'm not allowing that in my space. I'm not dwelling on it. I'm not going to allow myself to be provoked by it. I'm not going to relive my hurts. I'm not thinking about what didn't work out. I'm staying in faith because I know that Krishna is still on the throne. I know that he did not bring me this far to leave me. I know that the enemy wouldn't be trying to stop me if there wasn't something awesome in my future." After being saved by the anger of Lord Shiva, Bhrigu went directly to the planet of Shvetadvip, where Lord Vishnu, Krishna, was lying on a bed of flowers in the company of his wife, the goddess of fortune, who was engaged in massaging his lotus feet. Let's backtrack. The offense he gave to his father Brahma was mental. He just neglected to do something. The offense he gave to his brother Lord Shiva was verbal, which was a more serious offense. The offense that he's going to do to Vishnu is corporeal. He's going to do a bodily offense to Lord Vishnu, which is the greatest of all offenses. He approached Lord Vishnu, who was lying down. Bhrigu Muni purposely committed the greatest sin. What did he do? He kicked the chest of the supine Lord Vishnu right in front of the goddess of fortune. Did the explosion come? Did the eruption? Did the volcano blow? Not at all. Nothing happened. Because only Vishnu is all merciful, completely untouched by passion and ignorance. Only Vishnu is unprovocable, unshakable. Only Vishnu is completely in the mode of goodness. Instead of becoming angry or cursing Bhriga, Lord Vishnu immediately got up, offered obeisances to the Brahmin, saying, "My dear Bhrigu, it is my great good fortune that you have come here. Please sit down on this cushion. I'm very sorry that when you first entered my home, I did not stand up to receive you properly. My dear Brahmin, I know that your feet are very soft like a lotus flower, and my chest is as hard as a thunderbolt. I am therefore afraid that you may have felt some pain by kicking my chest. Let me touch your feet to relieve the pain you may have suffered." Then Lord Vishnu began to massage the lotus feet of Bhrigu Muni. In the Bhagavad Gita, 70th verse, 2nd chapter, "Aporyamanam acharapitam samudram apropishanti yadbat kama yam propishanti devashito pratinikushudan." A person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter like rivers into the ocean, which has ever been filled but was always still, such a person can alone achieve peace and not the man who strives to satisfy such desires. If you'll follow the lead of Lord Vishnu, take the high road, give offenders mercy, control what you can control, rule your space, your thoughts, your attitude, then Krishna will do his part. He'll make things happen that you couldn't make happen on your own. Can I suggest that when you get up in the morning, make the decision, I'm going to rule my thoughts today. I'm not just going to think whatever comes to mind. I'm going to think on purpose thoughts that are positive, hopeful, encouraging. I'm going to rule who I spend time with today. Not just anyone, I'm going to be selective. I'm going to associate today with eagles. I'm going to be the best. I'm going to be grateful. I'm going to stay in peace. I'm going to rule my emotions today. I'm going to forgive the wrongs. I'm going to overlook insults. I'm going to give people the benefit of the doubt. It's important to make this decision ahead of time, before you leave the house. Nothing that happens today is going to upset me. I'm going to stay in peace. When the difficulties come, the traffic is bad, my boss is rude, my child has a problem, I'm already pre-decided that I'm not going to be provoked. I'm going to rule this day. I'm going to have my walls up. I'm not going to live upset. We should go through each day expecting the best, but knowing that everything may not be perfect. There may be delays, interruptions, people that are hard to deal with. Don't let that ruin the day. Rule the day. Keep the negative out of your space. Krishna, God, is directing your steps. Whatever happens is not a surprise to him. He's given you the power to remain calm in times of adversity. It doesn't say power to avoid adversity. It doesn't say the power to not have challenges, the power to have a perfect day. That's not within our power, but it is within our power that every day be perfect if we rule our space. Quit waiting for the circumstances to be perfect. You can have a good day in the middle of a pandemic. You can have a good day even though you have challenges at work. You can have a good day even when you're dealing with an illness. You can have a good day even though some people don't like you. Stay calm, stay in faith, and rule the day. Make the decision. This is a day the Lord has made. I'm going to live it in faith. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be good to others. I'm going to make the most of this day. I'm going to honor the Lord by chanting rounds on my beads. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this broken world, people are always trying to bring their atmosphere into your space. Those people are hurting. Those people have issues. Those people are dealing with things. They're always trying to put their poison in you. Now, they're not bad people. They're just hurting people. Now, the mistake that we all too often make is taking the bait. We let the offense in. We get upset due to them, what they did to us. Well, I'm here tonight to tell you, you don't overcome evil with more evil. You overcome evil with good. You've heard the phrase, kill them with kindness. Your enemies cannot stand it when they try to push your buttons and you just smile back at them and say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Be cool, calm, steady. Some people let things upset them way too easily. Traffic, weather, a grumpy clerk. I wonder how much more you would enjoy life, how much higher you would go if you'd start ruling the day, keeping your walls up, not letting everything get in your spirit. You can't stop it from coming, but you can keep it from getting down in you. You're a king. You have a kingdom. You're in charge of your thoughts, your attitude. Start ruling your days. Make this decision that when you get up in the morning, that you're going to stay in peace. You're not going to let things upset you. You're going to be calm, cool, and steady. If you do this, I believe you're not only going to enjoy your life more, but you're going to see more of Krishna's favor, more of his blessings. He's going to fight your battles and take care of what's trying to stop you. You're going to rise higher, overcome obstacles, and see new levels of your destiny in this life. Next life, you're going to go back to home, back to God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.